And this is the start.
What?
What? What?
Yes.
It's a nice tree.
I feel like I should put these passwords somewhere else. Like, with the rest of the passwords that I have, instead of having it on a random new note.
You're probably smart.
I have all my passwords right here. Look at all these passwords.
Oh my god.
I have everything.
That's crazy. So what do you think about podcasts?
It's like, I don't listen to podcasts.
What is a podcast? I don't even know what the fuck a podcast is.
What are you doing right now?
Recording a podcast.
You're recording a podcast?
This is about to go on the internet.
What, you asking me if I know what a podcast is and you saying no?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to make it where it's on Spotify?
Yeah.
Why do I have available credit 361, but my credit limit is 400? And it says payment due pending, but I just activated the card today.
Sounds like you got some financial issues you got to deal with. Yeah, so I am miserable. I am toxic as fuck. I have not done anything in the past probably 24 hours or so. I don't know, I'm pretty messed up. But I'm going to get a Suboxone prescription tomorrow. So, depending on how long that takes, I don't know, I just need to hold on. I'm holding on for dear life. My skin's crawling. I feel like, nothing in life is worth anything. It's just a crazy, really dark place to be. Yeah. The skin's crawling, my legs won't stop moving. Can't stop sweating. It's miserable. Here in a little bit, I'm going to tell y'all about what it's done to my family and how much I just really need to get off this shit. Like, the reasons, you know, can't count. There's so many. So, toodaloo. I'm sitting here thinking about my life right now. And honestly, I used to hate myself. I used to think about all the bad stuff I've done, and like, it would just make me depressed, and then I'd want to go use, and then I'd use, and then I'd even feel worse for using because I felt bad. You know, just an overall feeling of the fact that I'm a pussy or something, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we all wish that we had a rewind button, you know, or a genie in a lamp with three wishes. You know, 50% of those wishes would be, I wish I could go back in time and do this over or do that over. I'm sure everybody has those, you know. It's part of being human, you know. We make mistakes that we wish, you know, we would have learned from in the first place, and some of us just keep making the same mistakes over and over again because we're so fucking hard-headed. But at this point in time, today, I woke up appreciating the mistakes that I've made. Because if it weren't for those mistakes, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And quite frankly, I'm pretty proud of the person I am today. You know, I don't like to say that, you know, well, I've been through so much shit, you know, my life has taken some pretty drastic changes, turns, rabbit holes, rabbit trails, whatever. But if it weren't for those things, I would not be the person I am today. And I'm thankful for that. since we're talking about real life situations and all that good stuff, I'm trying to make this as personal as possible by talking about my recent struggle with an addiction to heroin. It's pretty much what I named this podcast after. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a recent struggle either. 26 years old. I've been probably dealing with this issue for the past 8 years. I don't know. Ever since I was 18. But I'd like to think there's still hope in the world for us fucking junkies. You know what? After so many times of going to jail and going to rehab, it starts to click. You know, like, dang, I'm gonna be like this the rest of my life if I don't do something about it. So what I decided to do about it? Well, go to rehab. Boom. Been there countless times. I still choose to put a needle in my arm. What's the answer? Well, I get up every morning and I pray. I pray to a God that I used to not believe in. I used to think he was bogus. Because all the shit I've been through in my life and all the things that have happened and all the death and destruction I've caused. Yeah, I didn't believe in a God. But then when I really thought to myself, you know, this God thing, man, if there wasn't somebody out there watching over me, there ain't a doubt in my mind that I would be dead. From all the car crashes, overdoses, bad situations I just do not need to get myself into. I mean, come on, I'm straight up stereotypical white boy hanging out in the project. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a miracle I didn't get shot. But each his own, man, you know, and I learn every day. Every day I learn something new. Every day I learn something new. I'm about 3 days in on my on the Suboxone plan I put myself on. And yeah, let's see how that goes. Cause I swear I've tried everything in the fucking world to stop using. You know? Everything in the freaking world. And people say, David, why can't you just quit? You know, it's a choice. Why can't you just stop? Motherfucker, you try to quit breathing H2O. Water. That's water. I meant oxygen. Yeah. Try to stop breathing oxygen. See how that works out for you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's pretty much what this is like. If you're a heroin addict, you fucking love heroin. I would choose heroin over having sex with the most beautiful girl in the world any day. There's something fucked up with that. My family has suffered more than anybody, though. I've done detrimental things to my family. Stolen from them, lied to them. Girlfriends cheated on them. Didn't give a crap about them, you know what I'm saying? Like, could have cared nonetheless of any of my friends either, you know? About 6 years ago, if you would have met me, I would have felt very sorry for you. Very, very sorry.